A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
Be still, Nash and Young Crosby. Stills, 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 Nash and Young Crosby.
Just to hear you say you gotta get- should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find nothing that you do.
Starting with Wing. And this is Miller Dig God. I know how to spoil you horny teenagers. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative weeknights on Talk Radio with me. Catherine's not here. Unlucky for her, she's missing out on the laugh riot. Let's go to Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Oh, hello.
Hello, right? Susan. Yeah, I'm good.
I tell you why I phoned. I've got a couple of things. You know, you were talking about underwear, dirty underwear
dirty
being washed.
Dirty underwear, yes.
Yeah, well, you know the washing up sponge? You know the little sponges people use to wash up with when they do the washing up, if you're washing up by hand?
Stop saying washing up. The washing up sponge, yes.
The green, yeah. Well, you know, it's got a green bit on it and then the sponge is underneath.
So it's like a tough green bit that's not quite Brillo, but it's scrubby, and then there's a soft sponge bit on the
they're
outside.
They're very unhygienic because the food from the plates that you wash, if you, I mean, there's a thing on Facebook, you can see it all on there. Mm. Well, now I use these, they're like round, they're like plasticky things, but the water goes straight through, so it doesn't hold on to food.
A colander?
No, you know, like the little round...
A Tom Hollander, as I...
like a round little thing, but they're plastic. Well, they're a plasticky type of thing. But when you're washing up, the water just comes straight through it. It doesn't hold on to all the old food and all that sort of thing. It's really... They're really unhygienic, those other sponges.
Well, you're supposed to get rid of the sponges, like, once every other day. I've had my sponge since I moved into the house, which was a year ago.
Oh, no, it must be.
But I'm not rubbing it...
I'm
not rubbing it on my... You talk about pants. I'm not rubbing it on my genitals or sucking on it, so...
No. And also tea towels and, the cloth. So it's no good having your plates... washed and clean, and then...
Well, I have a dishwasher, because I'm very posh.
Yeah, well, I used to have one years ago, but now we do it by... We're all doing it by hand.
Why are you doing it by hand? Why are you going... You're going backwards in the evolutionary chain.
Well, it's just that we've got a smaller place now, but I said when I get a lot older, we might have one, because none of us know what we're going to be like then. But I tell you what else... You know,
talkative,
you're
I'd imagine.
You're off on Friday, aren't you?
I'm off on Friday, yeah.
Well, you know Clacton Seafront, they've got the air show on for Thursday and Friday, where they have the planes coming over.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, I'm working... I'll be down the seafront on Thursday and Friday because
looking
I'll be
for business?
Working. Not my own business, no.
I work for someone. Oh, okay.
I'm a cleaner,
sorry,
so I'll be on there. I'll be doing extra hours that day.
Okay, so will you get to see... The aeroplanes.
I hear them as well, because they're coming right over the seafront.
You know, there are some people, I call them sad cases, but that's maybe a little harsh. There are some people who can identify types of aircraft just by listening to the noise of them flying.
They probably can. As I say, I don't go down there very much during that time. It is only because it's a job I'm doing.
Yes.
But you do get all different, you do get lots and lots of people on that day, and there's specialists, there's all different, they come every year,
I
a lot
think
of people
that are into planes, I think that they're sexual deviants. The plane, of course, Freud would argue, is the phallus.
I don't know.
It's the phallus. The passengers are the seed, and the airports are the mother's womb.
Never, I don't know, but I know Friday they've got the old-fashioned planes. They've got the old-fashioned ones.
Spitfires.
You know the old planes?
Did your body just make a funny noise then?
No.
I heard a gurgle. Someone gurgled.
Unless it was I might have done, not knowingly, because I do get acid sometimes.
Acid reflux, isn't it something?
It's horrible.
It's
horrible. It's like a burning... But I can only take two of these tablets a day, but then I have to take Gaviscon.
Oh. Well, Susan, I feel we've had a real glimpse into your life tonight, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much indeed. That was the first call, straight off the rank tonight, and it really does, I think, set the tone for what could be a slightly dull show. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Martin. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening, and I'll get straight to the point, right? You've been banging on for the last 9 days, I think, about a horror film, which I've never seen before.
Yes,
but last night I watched it on the internet.
Which film?
A film called The Texas Chainsaw Man.
Oh, yes, man. Oh, Grandpa's hungry.
Well, last night I watched it on the internet, because I'm common legal. So, anyway, right, I watched it last night, and bloody hell, that film did put the willies up me. It was so atmospheric, like, that film. And the scene where that guy got in the caravan, like, and he cut his bleeding finger, and he pulled silver foil out, and I thought, what's going on here, man? What the hell's going on there? But
yes,
that film was fantastic.
Isn't it
and
a
do you know
movie?
What? Do you know what, Ian Wright? There was two characters in there that reminds me of two radio presenters at Talk Radio.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
They are.
Yes, go on.
Okay.
Yes.
You know the head honcho of the family?
Yes.
He is a nasty piece of work. Do you know who he reminded me of?
Go on.
Matthew Wright.
Oh, yes.
And do you know Leatherface? Do you know who he reminded me of? Mike Graham.
Well, and do you know the lad in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Alan Caddick.
For Birmingham, he don't leave my papers. Alan, where I had my papers last week, and you was liberal papers and all them bloody bins, right? Do you know what? Don't ever. Your children, you says you're going to watch the Texas Chainsaw. Please don't, man. Do you know what? I think there's three good films that your children would love. You know what? You're about shark films last night. You know the Anaconda films? Have you heard them, your children, yet, like? Anaconda, part one, part two, and part three. They love that, man.
Right.
Now, Ian, can I just leave one thing now, right?
Oh, he left you in, mate.
Alan, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Well, what about your paper deliveries last week?
What day?
Yeah, you know when you miss my paper, when your paper ran, you miss my bleeding doll.
What paper do you have normally?
Number 76. You know, well, my number.
76?
Yeah.
What road?
You think I'm going to buy some of my road on the internet, like, down the radio, so I'll have all your haters come out to beat me up, like, your brothers, right?
I need to know so I can have a run with my gaffer and see what went wrong.
Flipping hell, Alan Wright. Do you think I want to advertise my road? I live on!
I need to know what road you live on.
Yes, are you and your brother going to beat the shit out of me tomorrow night?
Excuse me. I need to know what road you live on so I can deliver the paper to the right road.
Alan, you know your paper delivery roads. And I'll leave next
to... Unless any operators, which my gaffer told me when I get to the shop for the following day, I need to know.
Alan, why are you always, like, harassing me? Everywhere in Harbin and Bartley Green Village. Every time I go down there, you're always bloody Mike doing the old bleeding Matthew Wright, harassing people and shouting and screaming and behaving. You know, just being on the total arse. Hello, Alan? Oh, Ian Wright. Before I go, right, can I just say one thing to you, Ian?
No, you can't. This is Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. The Late Night Alternative with me, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio. I'm a bit tired today. I'm feeling a little bit, I don't want to say discombobulated, because that's a poncy word, but I'm feeling not quite there. I wanted to do some streaming today, but I woke up too early, and I made the mistake of looking at my phone. I say too early, it was about 9 o'clock maybe, and I could have got another hour and a half sleeping. I went up, got up for a pee. I did it quietly so the cats wouldn't know I was up and wouldn't hassle me for food, which is what they do. And then I went back to bed and I thought, I'd just look at my phone. And then I had an email from someone, and it was a really stroppy email. It was an angry email. So suddenly I'm in bed, just raging. So I had to reply immediately, and my first reply was, dear whoever, just grow the F up, Ian. Now, luckily, I deleted that before I sent it, because that would not have helped matters. But then I just wrote this email that just said, you're wrong, and this is why I think you're wrong, and that, blah, 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 blah. And it's just left me in a really weird mood for the rest of the day. Just kind of, I didn't get back to sleep, and I got up and I was going to do some streaming on Twitch, but then I was in a bit of a lousy mood, so I didn't. So I had some coffee, and it was a very boring day. I'm not going to go through the entire day for you, because that would be kind of dull. But I did have a massage, and the port of Aiden, my masseur, and he's pumping away behind me, and he said, are you feeling more relaxed now? And I said, I'm going to be honest, Aiden, I'm feeling, the more you're doing it, not your fault, this is coming from me, but the more you're hammering away behind me, the more stressed I'm getting, because I couldn't stop thinking about this email, and I could just feel this righteous indignation rising up. Then I did manage to go to bed and have a little doze, and then I was just pottering around, and I really wanted to stream some games online on my Twitch channel, and I didn't. And then I came into London early, and I went and saw my therapist, and here's the thing he's told me. Here's the thing he suggested I do, and we were sat there talking, and I said, I've got to stop emailing these people, haven't I? He went, yeah, you've got to let it go. And, well, man alive, that's a tough thing. When you're engaged in an argument with a group of people, and letting go of it, man, that is hard work. If you've got any tips on how to let go of it's a relationship and it's an argument, Let me know. Because the email that came to me was so full of inaccuracies and I felt that I had to defend myself. But really, it's not going to change their opinion. It's not going to change their mind about anything. They're still going to think I'm a dick. And I'm still going to feel betrayed by them. So I just need to let it go. So that means if another email comes in, gulp, I'm not going to reply to it. Imagine someone emails you and says a load of stuff that is untrue, and you just kind of go, okay, I'm not going to reply to it. I'm just going to let that sit there and let that exist in that sphere. It's a tough one to do, man. And I know ultimately it's for my good and it is for everyone's good. It's for their good and it's for my good and it's for the good of everyone around me. So I need to learn to do that. And it's tough, isn't it? Letting go of stuff like that is a hard thing to do. So that's where my head is today. And so I go from, I alternate from raging, like this real righteous indignation, to feeling really, really upset that I have to let these people go out of my life. People who've been part of my life for a while, I have to go, I think we're done here, guys. I think we're done. And I have to let them go, and it's a real strange thing. So I've not been able to settle today is the point I'm trying to make. I have not been able to settle today. So I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with the show tonight. I feel a little bit... What should we do? We could sit and we can do some, like, you know, topics. Dave, you need to call back in. Call back in and I'm going to put you straight to air, because that's the kind of ship that we're running here this evening. 0344 499 1000. So I'm kind of feeling a loss today as to where to go, and I'm missing Kath a bit. Don't tell her I said that, because she'll use it as collateral. But normally I would kind of phone her up and go, oh, I'm out. So I didn't have the option today. So I don't quite know what to do with the show. I've got a feeling that the calls are going to be... you take that one, Hayley, and if it's Dave, I'll take him, and if it's not, you can call him back. I've got a feeling that we're not going to get too many calls tonight, which is fine. Those are the shows where I earn the money. The shows where we get loads of calls, I'm kind of doing for free. It's the shows where we don't get many calls. They're the ones that that I invoice for. So what do you want to do tonight, dear listener? What do you want to chat about? Do you want to play silly? I got a load of stories to talk about. I've got some really interesting, dumb stories to talk about. So I can go through those. But I don't know. What do you fancy? I feel I have led the tone of the last week's worth of shows. I have my iPod here. Someone's just suggested iPod roulette. I have my iPod here. If anyone fancies a round of that, I'm very happy to play that. I feel that I've led the tone of the show in the past week. And that feels a little bit unfair on my part. So do you want to set the tone tonight? That can only work if you call in. Okay, if you want to set the tone, that can only work if you call in. I mean, if you don't call in, it's going to be me going through stories and, you know, doing some kind of emotional, psychological, spiritual spring cleaning. I don't know. So I'm kind of leaving it up to you this evening. I'm going to be here until 1 o'clock. And I'm happy for it to go any way you want it to go. Up, down, left, right, backwards, forwards, any way you want it to go. If you call in, I'll follow that vibe. If you don't call in, I'll set my own vibe. The phone number is 0344 499 1000. You'll speak to Hayley. She takes your name and number and gives you a call straight back. Doesn't ask what you want to talk about. You just get a call straight back. So it's free for most of you. I tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll do a little advert for one of my colleagues. I hope it's not Matthew, right? And then we'll speak to Marie and Paul, and we've got Grant, and it could be you as well. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative. Could be an odd one tonight. I'm Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.